Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Head over to freetalklive.com and you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in various different ways. One of them is by controlling the content of the website. All of the items you see on the front page of the site, you roll down the page, there's different numbered items there. Those numbers are votes. They're votes that have been cast by listeners just like you, maybe even you. And they're votes that have been voted on items that have been submitted by listeners to the show. So the entire content is user-created. It's created by listeners like you. Go and get interactive for free, of course, at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, Mark is listening in South Haven, Michigan, to WSJM-FM. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just had an idea I wanted to share with you. I'm a user in the Peace and Liberty, and so am I.
Yeah.
And I've thought about this for a long time. You know, I can't stand corruption in the system, especially in the government and police and all. But, you know, there's a way that people can achieve peace if they stick together, you know, like power and numbers and all, without violence. How about, you know, if everybody rebelled, like, okay, the police is going to take you to jail for, what, holding up a sign or trespassing or whatever. How about if you just overcrowd that jail so much that they can't even function? Okay, overcrowd that jail, the next one over, overcrowd that. Overcrowd that. Don't let them in and out of the station. Overcrowd that until eventually it's going to go away. You know what I'm saying?
I completely understand, and I love the approach of overwhelming the system with peaceful numbers. Unfortunately, I don't know of any place where we have those numbers quite yet. I would love to see that happen out in here in New Hampshire someday and get enough people together.
We're going to have the best numbers thus far. We're going to have the best numbers that I've experienced thus far.
We do have the best numbers so far,
yeah.
But it's still not enough to overwhelm a jailhouse. However, there, you know, the time when we had the trespassive 12 arrests, which was a couple years ago now, was a situation where there were about 50 people outside the jail that were essentially there to visit a friend, and kind of we walked around the jail and waved at the prisoners, and they didn't like that very much, so they called the cops, and the word got out amongst the crowd that the cops were coming, and unfortunately, most people are not willing to take those sorts of risks, like you're describing, Mark, and they left. So they left, about 35-some people left at that point, and there were maybe about a dozen people left, and the dozen of us, which included me, were arrested for trespassing at that point. But the point is they had to get more cops than they had people that they were arresting. So there were 13 cops, 12 arrestees. You know, we were right on that borderline of having too many people for them to handle. Had 25 people stayed instead of, you know, had half the people who were there originally stayed, they probably wouldn't have been able to be as aggressive with us. They might have just walked up and told us to leave rather than immediately arresting us. So I agree with you. When I have seen the numbers, I've seen numbers work. When we've had the numbers, like with the 420 celebrations that were epic, you know, internationally, you know, news kind of epic here in Keene, we had over 100 people in a little park in the center of town, and the cops tried to make an arrest during that particular event. Half of the people left the park, walked to the police station, and then proceeded to smoke out behind the police station, sitting in a huge circle, blocking the police's car's entrance from going back behind the police station. The next day, the cops tried the same thing by arresting another person in the large crowd of people in Central Square. And then the group of people walked back to the police station and proceeded to then go inside the police station and smoked pot in the police station lobby. And no one was arrested. Say what? I'm sorry.
I said, I bet a lot of people end up getting beat by the police, too.
No, not at all.
Because numbers.
No,
numbers and video cameras, and probably in the reverse order.
Yeah, absolutely. The police did nothing.
You need to understand that this police station employs tops 50 people.
Right, so it's all about the numbers, like you're saying. If you've got enough numbers to overwhelm the criminal gang and your people stay peaceful, then the police are going to back down almost every single time. That's been my personal experience. I just wish we had the numbers. We're not there yet, because what has essentially happened is we've had kind of waves of activism, of civilly disobedient activism, where some people, like Ademo and myself, would be willing to get arrested for doing some sort of civil disobedience, but we're not not there with 50 other people who are willing to, so we do end up getting arrested. We end up with criminal, you know, charges, having to go to court. Ademo, you've got charges pending. I've got charges pending. And once you get into a situation where you've got charges pending, any additional charges you get compound the problem significantly, so it dissuades you from doing future activism like that. And if they keep picking off one by one each individual person who goes out and makes a stand, it doesn't really have a long-term effect, I don't think. So ultimately, gathering those numbers together into the same place is the most critical aspect. But it's tricky because a lot of people who see themselves as activists aren't willing to take those sorts of risks. They've got a job they've got to get to on Monday. You know, unlike Ademo and myself, where we're essentially running our own businesses, we can set our own hours and be a little more flexible with the kind of activism we do. A lot of people have more responsibilities. They've got a family to take care of. They've got other things that are on their plate. So ultimately, the only way to solve that is sheer numbers, and that means a larger amount of people coming to New Hampshire. Let's say another 5,000 people move to New Hampshire. We might have at that point the 50 hardcore civilly disobedient people that would take.
Right, and 50 is nowhere near going to do it. Not 300 is not going to do it. Maybe 500. I mean, because see,
no, 50 here in Keene, New Hampshire would be enough. It would fill the jail if 50 people got arrested.
I feel that if there's more numbers,
you want to fill jail. You want to fill jail to jail to jail. I
love your big vision, man. I'm just starting. I'd like to start with 50.
Well, even that, too. I'd like to say, too, that
here's the problem. Here's the problem. When you start with 50, then people end up getting charges. Okay? So if you have the police cannot put charges on people because there's nowhere to put them. Even grandma's in sitting in hot jail, you know? So there's no. They can't pack them in a grocery store, so I mean, if there's like people really stuck together, they can't put charges on you, and they can't put it.
I totally agree. I'd love to have 5,000 civilly disobedient people here.
I used to be of the mindset that filling the jails was the goal, and I'm not against it, and I'm more than willing to run and be in a 50-100 person mass arrest scenario for something of substance. But to me, is that if we had 50 people, more at like the chalking incident or at some of these regular activist events that we have, the cops would stop arresting us because they would just be physically intimidated by the large group, meaning we don't have enough cop employees to arrest this group, so they just stand back and be on the perimeters, like they do at a lot of cannabis events. You know, the heart of the event is relatively safe, but they're picking people off from the outskirts. And so that means that, so we all 500 people don't go to jail, but we're able to stay there and be effective in educating, which to me is something I've strived for more in the last year or so than the actual arrests or filling the jail up part.
Mark, I don't want it to sound like I'm downing you at all. I totally support what it is you're saying. All I'm saying is finding the numbers is the tricky part. Trouble getting 50.
Well, if we were able to...
Yeah, you know, there's down here in Paw Paw, which is, you know, like 10, 15 miles away from... There are some people standing in front of the jail about talking about medical marijuana. And I said, well, what's that all about? They said, you honk if you're for medical marijuana. I said, well, okay, well, if you got a prescription, and so they go, okay, honk, honk, okay, fine. But, you know, they're older like that standing. He said 70 people were supposed to be the show today, and the only one who showed up was two.
I believe it. That's why I moved to New Hampshire.
I'm like, okay,
that's,
people want to make a point, but they don't want to show up.
That is why I left Florida and moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because that was my experience down there. I would have people tell me they were going to come and do something, and then I'd have to call them the night before, or the day of or whatever, right beforehand, to remind them to essentially hold their hand and babysit them and, you know, make sure they showed up at the activism they claimed they were going to do. And it was just so much work just to try to get a handful of folks to come out to things. Here in New Hampshire, it's a lot better because we've got people who are activists, who have chosen to come together to the same place, who want to do things like this, who want to be presented with opportunities to get active. But even still, we're still at the very beginning cusps of this, and we need more people here sooner rather than later. So what I'd recommend is that people that love liberty go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project and get on up here where you can make a difference together. I thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. I'd appreciate hearing from you at 855-453, because it's all about numbers. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1990. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.60.46, $8.30.23 for a half ounce, or $4.15.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.60.46, $8.30.23, and $4.15.11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got archives. They go all the way back to late 2006. You can download as many of them as you would like. They're all for free over at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can now visit our SoundCloud page. If you go to freetalklive.com, look over under Listen and Share on the left-hand side of the page. You'll find our link to the SoundCloud page where you can download archives and use the SoundCloud sharing feature to easily share your favorite episode with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or your WordPress blog. It makes it easy, the SoundCloud page does, so go ahead and try that out. Over at freetalklive.com, the link to SoundCloud is on the left-hand side of the page.
If you're a radio listener, you know, everybody who listens to the radio has you know, sort of reception problems at times. There's a legendary piece of equipment in the broadcast business. It's called the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. And it also has, of course, stellar FM reception, too, ham and weather. I have one. It's the nicest radio that I've ever had. And, you know, it's got all the features that you would want in a radio. It's got the little presets, and you can actually hook up an antenna to the back. But the single best thing about this is that you're going to get an AM station that is, that if you're on the edge of the signal, or it's one of these big clear channel signals that might go on at night, that kind of thing, you'll be able to get it with the CC Radio 2. You can go find it at ccrane.com, that's ccrane.com, or you can call them at 800-522-8863. 800-522-8863. When you check out, make sure that you mention Free Talk Live, and you can get a free flashlight. They give you a free little flashlight there. No, can't have too many flashlights. Just mention Free Talk Live, and you'll get your free flashlight at ccrane.com or 800-522-8863.
All right, so we were talking a moment ago about the idea of numbers making a big difference, and I want to point out, I mean that across the board. I don't just mean for people filling a jail or having enough people to overfill a jail with some sort of civil disobedience episode, but also in the system of the political world, and numbers make a difference there, too. You know, you don't have enough people to vote for you, then you're not getting elected. So you've got to...
Numbers make a difference.
Right, so whatever your activism preferences... You've got to have the people who are willing to show up and do what it takes to make change happen. Change is not going to happen by you sitting at home using Facebook. I know, Facebook, you know, I've got my own problems with Facebook, or you sitting at home watching TV or, you know, watching a bunch of stuff on Netflix. You know, it's not going to help. Getting out, getting into the streets, doing things, getting out there to whatever these political conventions are, doing, creating media, you've got to put the time in order to see anything change. But if you put the time in alone, then it won't make a difference. You've got to have other people compounding that time and making it more valuable in the aggregate. So that's why the Free State Project is such an important idea. And that's why we were talking earlier about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up in less than 2 weeks. See for yourself what it's like to be around the numbers. See for yourself what it's like to be around hundreds of other people that will show up when you have an event. The last gentleman said that there was a, you know, medical marijuana protest where two people showed up out of 70 who said they would come.
Got to be painful.
That is horrifyingly difficult to deal with, especially as the person who's organizing it. You think, you know, wow, medical marijuana, important issue. We're talking about sick people here. You would think people would want to come out and support that issue.
When I was in Wisconsin, I was saying, let's the police, film, let's go, let's try this. War on drugs is a big issue for me, and it is like pulling teeth. You would not, you know, you would think, like, I'll film, or you just hold the camera, I'll go do this, and it'd be no problem. But again, over and over, I had folks, I'll be there. Oh. And I'm the only person there. Yeah. You know, not this guy got a couple out, and, you know, that wasn't... I had to move to New Hampshire to find more liberty-minded people from Wisconsin than I actually found in Wisconsin. So I'm really happy I did that.
Yeah, well, it's a self-selection process. I mean, the best, or the cream, if you will, is rising to the top in this case. And all that said, a lot of the people here that have moved as part of the Free State Project, these are not seasoned activists. I mean, I'll be blunt with you. I mean, a lot of the people that move here are total noobs. They've never done this before.
Why would you do it when you can see what the results are?
Right. What good is it where you are? But that doesn't mean they're not interested. They are interested. They've moved here to be active. So even though they don't have the, you know, the chops maybe that some of us might have brought to the table when we first got here. They're willing to learn. They're willing to step up. They're willing to get active. They're willing to do. They're willing to. In some cases, you have to delegate, you know, because this is one of the things I was talking with Derek J about briefly. I'll talk to him more when he gets out, but I'll also explain it to you, the listener, because it matters. When Derek wrote his letters from jail, he wrote them to the local activity center, and they weren't specifically addressed toward anyone. And so when he asked for, in one of his earliest letters, he asked for a watch to be sent to him, because I guess, hey, this is something I didn't know when I was in jail. You can actually have someone bring you a watch that you can then wear in the jail. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
So he asked for someone to bring a watch or send a watch to the jail, and because he didn't specifically ask anyone to do it, no one did. And so finally, when I read the letters, which I didn't get around to because, again, they weren't sent directly to me. They were over at the activity center, so I finally got over to get to read them, you know, 10 days into Derek being in jail. I saw this, and I said, well, I wonder if anybody sent the watch. And so I asked the question, has anyone sent a watch to Derek?
Of course, everybody's going to be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, right. I mean, nobody was responsible for sending the watch to Derek. And I don't blame Derek. He doesn't want to put somebody on the spot. He doesn't want to, you know, I guess impose. Maybe he feels like he might impose by asking someone to do something for him. But, hey, look, you know, we're your friends.
Kind of how you got to be. Yeah, you got to say, this is what I need. So-and-so, can you help me? And that person could say, no, maybe so-and-so can.
Right. And, you know, when I'm on the phone with Derek, I say, what can I do? You know, what can I do to be of assistance? I'm happy to help, and if I can't do it myself, I'll ask for somebody to help me. And if they say no, it's fine. It's fine. You know, people are busy. They've got their things going on. But you've got to ask specifically sometimes for help. And that's where, you know, the kind of the leadership role comes in versus the joiner role. And obviously, in any group of people, only some people are going to be the leaders and the rest of the people are going to be joiners. But at least we have joiners, I mean, up here. In other places, you can't get joiners. You can't get anybody to do anything. Either they're too intimidated by what could possibly happen to them, or they're too lazy, or they're too busy, or whatever their excuses are. There's always an excuse. There's always an excuse to do nothing. And the people that have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project are the people that are less likely to make excuses. They're people that are more likely to step up and get involved. They're people who, you know, their reason for being here is to be an activist. So it's that self-selection process. It's that cream rising to the top. And I think that we've got some of the best activists in the world right now. And a lot of these guys, even though they're brand new to activism, in 5 more years, they're going to be seasoned activists.
Or even quicker, because there's a bigger and bigger core group of folks who've been here a while to,
right.
You know. I mean, Derek came in and went on his victimless crime spree, but even then, you know, there was a lot of us there to say, hey, you know, this or that, you know, and give advice or help share the wrongdoings of the government agents.
Well, the victimless crime spree is a great example of activism that never could have been possible anywhere else. I mean, Derek was able to do his activism in the first place because he was here having people back him up. And then it was able to be turned into a feature film, which is what's being worked on right now, because, you know, I could afford it. And so I paid Bo Davis to be the editor of this feature film. And he's got the talent to make the editing happen. So he's kind of one of those behind-the-scenes activists in this case. 855-453 SACL CAI toll free line. We're coming up.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency. Food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Free number, 855-450-FREE. Plenty of time for you to take control of the airwaves here. Bring whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Damo.
And Mark.
There was something that we didn't get a chance to get into that I think it's still worth touching on, and that is the upcoming Ron Paul party. They're going to be throwing a Ron Paul Festival. I guess they're going to call it the Paul Festival, presuming they actually pull it off. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. But also want to invite you to the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, go to m.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can link to our live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, so different size streams for different internet connection speeds. m.freetalklive.com takes you there, and you'll also be able to access the software that you need to listen to the streams on m.freetalklive.com. m.freetalklive.com. WashingtonTimes.com, Thomas Mullen is reporting. We actually think had Tom on our show at one point from the Liberty Forum in the past. He is reporting on the massive Ron Paul event being planned for Tampa during the upcoming Republican National Convention. And, in fact, it's intended to be a weekend-long or like a three-day festival with music, entertainment, and activism featuring nationally known musicians, comedians, and other entertainers. Ron Paul may have stopped actively campaigning in primary states that have not yet voted, but his revolution shows no sign of slowing down, according to Mullins. Just a few days after the media erroneously reported that Ron Ron Paul had dropped out of the presidential race, he won 80% of the delegates going to the Republican National Convention from Minnesota. His supporters are now organizing a massive event on the eve of the RNC, as I described, 3 days long is what they're intending. It'll also feature plenty of the ideas shared by those who make up what Paul's supporters call the Liberty Movement. Reminiscent of Paul's rally for the Republic during the National Convention for the Republicans in 2008, the event may have the Republican Party concerned about being upstaged again. As you may recall, because we did talk about this in 2008, the Ron Paul other convention, because essentially he was blacklisted from the convention in 2008. Right. He's apparently going to be allowed at this one, maybe coming up here, but in 2008 they completely shut him out. So the Ron Paul supporters went ahead and just threw their own party at a different convention hall in the same town. It was essentially, you know, two blocks away or
they
something.
They invited Ron. It's nice.
They invited Ron to the party. Yes. I would imagine they did, and he came and spoke to a very excited crowd of people, and it went very well. It was a great little counterpoint to the official Republican, you know, stuffy convention that was going on down the street. Well, now they're trying to do it, and they're trying to do it bigger with this 3-day long Paul Festival that they have planned. This time, they're attempting to secure the Florida State Fairgrounds, where they're expecting an estimation of 40,000 people per day to attend. Unfortunately, the Republican Party is trying to stop them. Which, of course,
figure.
You expected that to happen. But how could they, right? I mean,
the clog is just turning.
How can the Republican Party have any say over whether or not they can be at the state fairgrounds? I mean, it's a venue. Presumably, if you show up with enough cash, the people that are running the venue will rent you the venue, right? How can they pull this one off? Well, according to the story, the RNC has first dibs on virtually every venue in Tampa during the week of the convention. Liberty Unleashed, the nonprofit group incorporated in Florida by Paul's supporters, can only sign a contract for the fairgrounds with the agreement of the Republican National Committee on Arrangements.
And they're not going to do that.
Well, obviously. Why would they?
So the Republican Committee hasn't picked its venue yet either?
No. I think they have their venue locked down for their convention. They know where that's going to be. But essentially, they must have like gone in advance, and this is pretty thoughtful of them. You got to give them credit. This is pretty sneaky. They went to every single publicly available venue that they knew of, and they must have put down some sort of cash. They had to have, right? In order,
I would think.
Like, hey, whatever you do, don't rent out your facilities to anyone without our permission. We're going to give you X amount of dollars in cash to make sure that you do what we say. Because otherwise, whoever's coming to the table to rent that venue is going to be paying more on average than somebody that's paying them just to, you know, not rent the place out.
Yeah.
So there's more money in it for them probably to take the Paul Festival, but maybe there isn't more money in it. Maybe the Republican National Committee literally came in with more than enough money to, like, rent these places out on their own just to stop the Ron Paul people from having a competing convention, because they knew it happened in 2008, so they figured they were going to try to do something similar this time around, and they figured they'd head them off at the pass. Crazy.
Certainly possible.
Crazy. Now, of course, there's a way around this, and I don't know what they're considering. Who knows what kind of aces the Ron Paul people have up their sleeve in this particular case. But the way around it is to find a private property owner in Tampa who will allow a festival to be thrown on their private property. Of course, that still brings in the issue of will the police be called in?
Will they respect that private property? Yeah, I think you have a bear cat at your front door right around then.
But either way, it's pretty sneaky behavior here on the part of these Republicans. And they're so desperate. I mean, they're doing everything they possibly can to put a stop to this Ron Paul revolution thing. According to the email, Liberty Unleashed was told the RNC has other requests for the fairgrounds that we need to evaluate. So this is the email from the fairgrounds. No, this isn't first come, first served. Your event is not approved, and it may take 2 more weeks. According to, it was reported locally that the Paul Festival organizer Deborah Robinette and Fairgrounds Director of Sales and Marketing expected to sign a contract that week. However, the organizer told supporters that the RNC had blocked the attempt. The RNC's Committee on Arrangements is closed for weekends and could not be reached for comment. Republican Party's
they weren't going to comment anyway.
Yeah. The Republican Party's apprehension over such an event is understandable. The RNC is supposed to be a 3-day infomercial for the party that unites Republicans around their nominee for president. Yet despite the media narrative that Mitt Romney secured the nomination after his Texas primary win, NPR reports he still doesn't have enough delegates bound to vote for him on the first ballot at the convention. And as we've already pointed out, the people that are delegates aren't bound. So even the ones they're saying are bound aren't really bound to Mitt Romney. Worse yet, there are an undetermined number of delegates that are bound to him that are actually Paul supporters and who would abandon him and vote for Paul if Romney failed to get over 1,144 votes on the first ballot. None of this is in the RNC script. Neither is a massive rally for the anti-establishment candidate going on at the same time as convention. The party can't even appeal to Paul to call it off. While Paul's campaign organized the rally in 2008 in an act of defiance against the party that had snubbed Paul and his supporters, neither he or his campaign have anything at all to do with this one. Paul's festival is different, says the organizers, being organized by the grassroots with no help from the campaign. As unpaid volunteers, we are solely responsible for raising the money to make this happen. Our goal is to honor the man we feel is the founding father of our movement, his message, and all his message encompasses. His birthday, his 77th birthday, is August 20th, just 4 days before the festival. We intend to have a birthday celebration, the likes of which he's never seen. People from all over the political spectrum will be there because he unites us all in his message of freedom for everyone. That's what she had to say about that. This is the kind of enthusiasm that the party's nominee is supposed to generate, but it's non-existent for Romney.
Right.
And anybody that's seen these photos of the Romney's campaign speeches, where he's talking to like 100 people in suits versus Ron Paul talking to 5,000 average people in a stadium, can tell there's a marked difference in the amount of excitement surrounding these candidates.
Absolutely. I mean, the Republican National Convention wishes that their guy could draw the kind of people to hear him speak that Ron Paul can.
Right. As Mullins points out here, certainly no one will be organizing a Romney festival anytime soon. And it's the kind of enthusiasm, again, that the candidate is supposed to generate. Despite his primary successes, Romney hasn't even been able to get his delegates seated in many states where he won the primary by a wide margin. And that's because the people who are going to these state conventions are Ron Paul people. These are the people that have the drive.
Right.
They're not just, you know, some paid petitioner. They're not just some lackey that's showing up because he's been told to go somewhere and hold a sign for Mitt Romney. No, these are people that are doers.
That happens a lot in New Hampshire.
The lackeys?
Yes, early on, and when it's the first in the nation, so lots of people paid door-to-door and hold signs and stuff.
So it puts the party in a difficult position, says Mullins. If they strong-arm the Paul supporters by blocking their event, they risk losing their votes. If they acquiesce to allowing the event, the spin doctors will have to work overtime to keep the RNC from looking like an afterthought following a festival for the other guy that ends up being 10 times the size. 855-450-FREE, so things are certainly mounting as the convention approaches. So it's going to be interesting to watch. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can join a demo over at copblock.org, as well as his other website, which is
silverforliberty.com.
Silverforliberty.com. And it's just getting started. It's a new silver effort, another alternative currency that is being offered in the what is seems to be a growing market of alternative currencies up here in New Hampshire.
Well, really divine or trying to distance from the currency aspect. The government prints currency. They have controls. This is what we call the world's ultimate barter tool.
Barter tool.
It keeps you all the purchasing power and value that the dollars have stolen from you.
I think it's, in my opinion, I think it's the best barter tool to come along in the world of the competing with the alternative currencies out there. It is an alternative to...
It is an alternative currency. I just meant the currency aspect.
Right. The word currency kind of makes you...
Well, I don't know. It kind of gives FBI, IRS, you know, agents the go-ahead, I guess. And all I'm asking is, you know, this is a piece of silver. 0.1 suns is our specialty, the very smallest amount. And therefore, you have all the purchasing power in the world with it to make good trades with sound money and a highly... worked on, handcrafted, valuable product.
And you guys are going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival with these to kind of show them off and get people excited about them, because you're not just going to be marketing locally in the Shire. You're going to accept customers from whoever wants to order it?
If people go to silverforliberty.com/store, you can already get them online, but if you want to save shipping, handling, and the little added cost for the store, you can get them from us at Porkfest, and then hopefully we have a merchant plan, a wholesale plan. And we really hope that folks will latch on to this. And, again, man, we think that when this gets rolling that everybody's going to make a buck in, out, on every trade, all around.
That's what you're going to have happen in order for people to get over Gresham's Law, which is the incentive for folks to hoard things like silver, that bad money chases out good money. So it has to be profitable for people to use it.
We hope that with these small denominations that folks will remove themselves from doing lose-lose scenarios with FRNs. You lose the FRN, the person that you give it to loses because they have to pay taxes, and it has interest, and it has all this debt on it. and to win-win scenarios where I make a product or I give up a product for something that I want. The person wins. Everybody wins in this thing. Value can't be taken. I mean, if people look at the facts, in 1965, an ounce of silver bought as much crude oil as it will today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the purchasing power and value has stayed with it despite what the dollar does.
It's great. So that's silverforliberty.com?
Yep, F-O-R.
All right, so 855-453 is the toll-free number. If you'd like to comment, you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, an apartment controversy involving a veteran. But first, the latest on Diane Tran. We talked about her last week. I think you were here that night, Mark, where we discussed the young lady, 17 years old, who was put in jail because she didn't go to school.
Yeah, it was last Tuesday. It was here where I was in.
Okay, so we've got an update on her story. She was jailed because she didn't go to enough class due to the fact that she was busy taking care of her family.
Right. She was licking the classes. She was an honor student. So.
That's right. So she was doing just fine, but the fact is that makes the system look bad because if somebody can be an honor student and not come to class, that really just kind of puts them in a bad light.
Not acceptable.
Yeah, they can't be. They need to have this. I guess they have to be seen as though they're so important. And so if they could just allow someone to get away with this, then other people would try to do it. And so they had to set an example for the other students to show them, hey, you better step in line, kids, because even though Diane Tran was very successful at what she was doing, you couldn't possibly be as successful. And so therefore, we need to force this lady to go to jail.
School isn't for learning. School's for attendance.
Lanny Moriarty, the judge who ordered the 17-year-old to go to jail after more than 10 unexcused school absences, has set aside the contempt of court order that he entered last week, according to Tran's lawyer, Brian Weiss. She can now truthfully say that she doesn't have a criminal history. He told the Huffington Post, that's where I'm getting this from, by phone on Wednesday afternoon. He added that he's now going to find a lawyer to expunge the record. Tran, a junior at Willis High School, who takes AP and college-level courses, works both full and part-time jobs to help support herself and her
two
siblings. According to KHOU 11, she sometimes misses class because she's just so tired from work. She goes from job to job from school, according to one of her classmates, stays up till 7 in the morning doing her homework. Her story resonated across the country and throughout the world. Nearly $100,000 in donations have come in from 49 states and 18 countries, according to HelpDianeTran.com, a site established in part by Louisiana Children's Education Alliance, a nonprofit that focuses on education reform.
Was this was that fundraiser to like help her get this expunged? What was the pitch for? I'm kind of curious on that.
That's a good question. I presume that money's going to her, or maybe it's going to the Louisiana Children's Education Alliance. It's not made clear, but I hope that $100,000 is going to her so she can help her family with it. But the sad part is, what about all the people that we don't know about? What about the people that didn't get the story? I mean, good for this
it's
lady.
It's awesome that this happened to her, but I mean, you know, it only happened positively because people reacted to the news story.
Because there was news, and because people reacted to the news.
And it's such an obvious and egregious, miscarriage of justice. Now, there's nobody out there to themselves saying, oh, well, yeah, I can see why the judge did that. I mean, they're like, this is stupid. And,
but it's not uncommon, right? There are other cases out there of people who are just being railroaded by the system. Adamo, you're being railroaded by the
system
right now. And you're taking care of yourself and your family, and, nobody cares about that.
What about the students that want to take care of their family that aren't the AP material? What if they want to go work at an auto mechanic shop or something like that? How is that for them? Well, they don't get the same kind of, it doesn't warm your heart in the same way because academics have been held up as this important thing. But, hey, she's taking care of her family. And that's the end of the story.
Davis, this is the guy from the LCEA, stressed that 100% of the money outside of credit card processing fees will be donated to Trans. So she's probably going to end up with, 97% of the amount that came in. He says he's hoping to give the money to the high school junior next week. Meanwhile, 240,000 people have signed a petition on change.org calling on the judge to cancel her fine and sentencing. Of course, she's already gone to jail. Her sentence was a day in jail, and so she's likely already done that time. So she's not going to get that back. But, $100,000 for a day in jail, that's not so bad. The average person certainly not going to get that out of their jail experience.
I wonder if this judge will bend to it. I mean, because this is really
to cancel the fine.
Yeah, this is not what they should do. I mean, the idea is that they came up with a just verdict in the first place, and that's not. This person who gave this verdict is obviously mentally ill and should be incarcerated or in some kind of facility rather than being on the bench. I mean, this is clearly a mad person, but they shouldn't. A judge shouldn't renege on their just verdict just because of public pressure.
And I don't think he will. I mean, because you know, the state wants money, so they're probably going to uphold the fine, especially now that they know she can afford to pay it.
I don't think the state wants the money.
They do.
Well,
they
the
want money bad.
Look,
they'll probably tax her on that money as well. You know,
elected politicians are liable to turn on this judge and you know remove him from office if the pressure is put upon them.
I don't think anybody would have conceived of any script where this is the ultimate outcome of the third act, according to Trans Lawyer. The outcome of the support has been, in a word, overwhelming. I know that Diane is beyond grateful. And there was an event that one of the activists up here created, Amberly. She's one of the newest bloggers over at freekeen.com. She created an event to call this judge and to leave him voicemails, which is one of the things that people that can do outside of, you know, if you're not in New Hampshire, you can always pick up a phone. You know, you can always call some outrageous judge in some other place.
Yep.
Whether it's here or there.
This phone banking is extraordinarily powerful. At MO, this happened with your a couple of times on your trip around the United States for Liberty on Tour, and it had an effect.
It has an effect, and it's one of the things that copblock.org does really well. It even has the category over there, so you can see some of those in effect. Call floods is what it does, and you put a lot of, eventually with public officials, you commonly get to an area where somebody is elected, and having their phone ring off the hook is something
that's
that
annoying.
Worries them. Yeah, well, and it's annoying
right.
as well.
And especially if they're trying to do whatever it is they're trying to do with their day, and they want, you know, they're expecting to hear from somebody on their voicemail, but their voicemail box is full. Well, so some guy there that was supposed to call them is trying to leave a message for them, and oops, voicemail's full, can't leave a message. It can kind of get in the way of these people's days.
These people deal with constituents in a very rare, it's pretty rare that they deal with constituents at all. And when they do, they tell somebody, oh, yeah, I'll take care of that once a week. You know, they deal with a person like that. But when you have the phone ringing and ringing and ringing, and you have livid people on the other end. Yeah, you want to tell yourself that all those people are outside of your whatever voting base that is, but it's hard and it's scary for these people.
Yeah. So I'm glad to see that that happened.
Now, it doesn't scare the cops that much. I mean, you know, they'll just take the phone off the hook. It's not like we give customer service around here anyway, and they just, you know, they take the phone off the hook.
I think it's interesting about this. She's been made whole in part by some very generous and supportive folks. But, like, what happened to these guys, you know, and the judge who arrested her in the school of policy? Is anything ever going to change
that? Of course not.
No.
No. We are out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. Actually, Mark, you and I will not be back tomorrow.
No.
We're going to a convention in New York City, but Stephanie and Julia will be here with you.
I'll try to get the Guardsman story to Stephanie then.
So we'll see you on Friday when we're back.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.